For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game is over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLAV, that's Believe, for 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's promo code BLAV. Bet Online. The game starts here.
Oh, man. How could you not like Jamal Williams, man? How could you not like him, man? All right, Tim, this is an interesting question right here, Tim. If Taysom is getting running back carries, what does it mean for him? I don't know, brother. That's a deep running back room. But, you know, like a lot of people expect, you know, Taysom to do the use check role, which is the fullback and other things, you know, and every now and then you see use check get the short yardage run and they move them around. But I don't know. That's going to be interesting to watch, though, because Jamal Williams is, you know, he's listed as the backup, the complement to Alvin Kamara. If Taysom is in there, could you imagine what that does? And then you still have Kendre Miller. Because the thing is, Kendre Miller is kind of seen at a, I ain't gonna say at a lower level, but from a futuristic standpoint, he's seen as a replacement for Alvin Kamara. Because Kendre Miller is an absolute beast. Wait till he realizes and get healthy and mature and do all that. That guy is going to be special. But Jamal is brought in by the Saints last year to be a compliment to AK-41. If Taysom is in that role, that can be interesting. But then again, like I said, if he's the Kyle Juszczyk role, that could be a fullback. But we'll have to see as this materializes and goes forward. But yes, indeed, man, we'll see. Yeah, he said he reach. We'll see, fam. We'll see. Yeah, they all reach.
I was about to say something snappy, boy. I tell you, I was about to say something really snappy, but I'm not. Me likey. That's all I got.
Have you changed?
No, you don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it. Me likey.
That's have you changed anything with your preparation going into this year, considering, you know, you're in and out last year?
Wait, huh? Say it. What do you mean?
Well, you dealt with the injury.
It's only like 4 weeks. Yeah. Golly. Dang. What the... It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, I'm great. I'm awesome. This is football. Ready to go. Yeah. Dang, that's cold. He said I'm in and out. That's crazy.
I mean, you were in and out and then back in.
She ain't lying, bro.
You talking about me going out one time? All right, cool. We good.
She ain't lying, man.
That's calling me soft now. You call me soft?
No.
All right, that's cool.
You know, despite
she ain't lying, bro.
I guess, is there motivation this season to kind of, you know,
oh, I got
for
a whole
you?
Bunch.
Because of, you know, how it went 2 seasons ago and then how it went last year. I mean, is there any type of motivation for you this offseason to go, hey, you know, like, I'm better than what those stats?
I don't give two I'm trying not to cuss.
You didn't cuss.
I know.
You didn't cuss. You're good.
I don't care about people's opinions. I'm going home. You think I... Freak. I'm trying.
Jamal, be profound, not profane, brother. Be profound, not profane.
Try not to get it. angry or cuss at, you know, at these comments. Like I care. I'm gonna go home. They ain't gonna never see me. People gotta talk to me on social medias, and you could turn that off. Right. You know, weirdos. Okay, but I just play football. I'm just ready to go. Like I'm blessed to play football. This is a blissful and grateful job. You gotta be humble about this. Like not everybody does this. That's why people be talking like they could be in here. They ain't here.
Outside of those, and not those opinions, but for you personally, just
oh like, me personally, like, oh I'm ready to go always. I keep myself motivated. I don't need nothing else. I'm just grateful for life. I'm grateful for adversities. I'm grateful for the things outside of football that can help you either make you or break you in your sport of playing football. So there's a lot of things that go outside of football that literally has a direct effect on your mental ability, your abilities on the field, how you focus in and how you prepare for a game. And a lot of people don't understand that because they just see what they see on the game. They don't understand what happens during the week, what you're dealing with, adversities, just anything that can, that's not good for you, that can affect your game is literally things that we have to deal with on a daily basis. So year 8, grateful to still be playing. I'm grateful for where I'm at. And every year is always something different from my adversity that's challenging me. So I literally just try to do my best. I'm getting older. I'm learning. I'm just grateful for my loved ones that are for me. I'm grateful for my daughter. I'm grateful for just my cats. I got new cats now, hairless cats. Finxes. I got Finxes. But they just really the main things that keep me going right now. I'm just blessed. I'm enjoying the little things in life. Like after practice, I'm more excited just to go home and play with my cat. So it's just, it gave me motivation. It gives me peace now. So I'm good. I got my cats. Nothing can make me angry anymore. I got cats. Leave me alone.
That process about focusing this season, I know DA has sent that message and the whole team about that. Does that kind of resonate more for you about, hey, it's not really about the results. It's more about this.
I got cats. Leave me alone. All right, Jamal. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I got, dude, they can't mess with me now, y'all. I got cats. Leave me alone. All right, shout out to Jamal, man. Brother James says Kamara equals McCaffrey. Taysom equals Debo. Okay, on top of a deep running back room with decent receivers, Kubiak may prolong Carr's career. If Carr can manage our defenses, he needs to be solid like last year, just a step better. Though, thank you, Brother James. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, I love Jamal Williams, man. Dude's awesome, man. He is, man.
Process of getting ready and you kind of embrace that.
Yeah, you just got to trust the process. Just stay in it. Like, really, just stay in the present. You know, you get excited about the future. Sometimes you be sad about the past. But right now, you just got to stay in the present. And that's what I'd be trying to do now. Oh, there's a good quote from a Kung Fu Panda the Turtle. You remember that one? About the gift of the present. That's why they call it the present.
It's a gift.
Yeah, yes. It's a gift, you know. It's that one.
This dude just pulls him out of nowhere. Yeah, the cat thing, man. I didn't like cats either, man. And then somebody had a cat. And the cat was the coolest cat in the world, man. So, yeah, I guess cats are all right, man. One, I never liked him prior to that, but that one took a shine to me. So I was like, yeah, cats ain't too bad, man. So I get it.
But pretty much, I'm just having fun, man. I'm just trying to get back to having fun. Like, when they tell you the person that smiles the most is the one who's going through the most, it's true. So, but at the same time, I try to do the best I can to make sure people who are going through things in here who aren't having a bad day, that I make sure that I can lift them up and get us motivated to play today. So,
what are the name of your cats?
My cats?
Yeah.
My boy's name is Negative Beerus Williams, and then my girl's name is Pearly Lee Happy Williams.
What were the motivations?
Pearly Lee is from Yu-Gi-Oh! It's a deck that's called like the Pearly deck. And it's literally cats too, and it go crazy. It's crazy strong. I really demolish people with cute cats for my cards. And then I got my boy Beerus. I really feel like anybody who watches Dragon Ball Z and you have a Finx cat, and if you didn't name your cat Beerus, then you're not true to the anime game.
Did you dye the cat purple or
no? They like blue, pink, you know what I mean? But I called them Negative just to make them different. So Negative Beerus is his whole name.
And just lastly, you talked about that a little bit. I mean, what did you do in the off season? Not from a physical but from a mental health standpoint.
Praying, reading books, just trying to get my mental right, and Just keep doing self-love, self-worth, knowing your value, understanding that you do a lot already. And, you know, if people can't accept the generosity that you are now and how you handle your life and you trying to give out the love, they can't handle that, or they want more from you, then sometimes you just got to let those people go and then just let it be.
How has the locker room and your teammates really helped you through
any? Oh, they're awesome. They're cool. They're all good. Cam is better. We're growing more and more. When I first got here, Cam didn't like me. He was talking crack about me. Literally, he was. My voice and everything. He said it was nasally. I remember. And that's the first thing I asked him. I'm like, dang, Cam, what's up, boy? We got a problem? He's like, nah, I just like Johnson. So I'm like, all right, that's cool. I let it be. He my dog, though. That's my dog.
Could you imagine Cam Jordan and Jamal Williams just bantering back and forth? I don't know if the Who Dat Nation could take that. With Cam's bright-eyed, bushy tail approach and Jamal Williams talking like this and then dropping some nuggets. I like what he said toward the end there, too. That was a good game by Jamal Williams. Yeah, man, that's always a lively interview. Always like to listen to that brother speak. All right, so let's move from Jamal, a very animated and a happy interview by Jamal Williams, to talk about somebody that's nasally. He said he sound nasally. Man, Brother Curl Granderson, man. I don't know if we say he's nasally, but I don't know, man. Brother Curl has a very unique sound. But anyway, here we go.
How much more of a noticeable change is it with this scheme compared to last year?
Say that again?
The speed that you talked about, how much more noticeable of a jump is it with this new scheme?
I feel like offense and defense right now, we have a sense of urgency. We want better results this year versus last year and the year before. So our sense of urgency has picked up tremendously. So the offense had picked their tempo up, and then we picked our tempo up, and we just out there competing.
Carl, how do you feel coming into this season?
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I feel good. You know, I've been consistent throughout the OTAs, and I'm just ready, excited for the guys, Cam Jordan, Chase Young, Bazee, Peyton Turner. So we got a lot of vets coming back. So I'm really excited. And once we get everyone healthy, we're going to be ready to go.
8.5 sacks last year, led the team. What's next for Carl
Ramsey? Man, just to stay consistent. That's my key this year. I started off fast last year and then hit a wall in the middle. So I'm just trying to be consistent throughout the year, making my teammates better around me, and lead by example. You know, try to come to practice, ready to work every day, show these guys, you know, how we do it here, and be a vet. So staying consistent, being a vet, being a pro is going to be important for this next upcoming season.
What you guys think Curl Granderson's sack numbers look like with a healthy Chase Young on the opposite side? Because he said he hit a wall there. That's interesting. But the thing is, what does that look like? Right, you got Curl Granderson on one side, and then on the opposite side you have Chase Young, a healthy Chase Young. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine that? And Curl Granderson, we always knew he was going to be a very solid defensive end. He worked his way up. This brother, I mean, his story is amazing, man. Well, Curl Granderson's story is all over with. When he's finished playing, it's an awesome story. When Curl Granderson was in jail, remember that? He was in jail. They put him in jail after the stuff that happened up there in where he came from, Wyoming, I want to say. And then he had some type of issue with judge, just something wrong. She did something she wasn't supposed to do, and he appealed it and got out. Something, you know, y'all remember that? And then the Saints never let go of Curl Granderson. They believed in him. And then Curl Granderson came here. He was a stand-up citizen, stand-up person for the Saints. And that man earned his way into a nice fat contract last year. He basically beat out Peyton Turner for the money. You know, and now Curl Granderson is the guy there. And I can only imagine with a healthy Saints tandem of Curl Granderson and Chase Young, what that looks like. And then a healthy Cam Jordan coming off the bench. You know, that's, man. Yeah. KT, what's up, bro? It says 10 sacks All right, Derek says 10. What's up, Barbara? Good to see you. Big Dog Q says 12 and a half. Wow. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. That would be cool, man, to see him. Wouldn't it be cool to see him get north of 12 sacks on a year? That would be awesome, man. I'm not going to lie to you. That would be awesome. Yeah, but here we go, Carl Granderson.
How do you dig into, you mentioned hitting that wall midway through the season. How do you go back and reevaluate that so you can, you know, find whatever you need to avoid that going
into the next season? So sometimes it incorporates, you got to change up your routine a little bit. Start off the season hot, you know, but once you feel like you're getting complacent, you got to switch it up, turn it up a notch. So I'm looking forward, and I got some goals this year. Turn it up a notch once we hit the middle, and just keep getting better throughout the season.
Can you share any of those goals?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Can you share them? Like, can you tell us about the goals, or you got to keep that?
You know, we're going to keep it under the weather, you know. Can't tell you all the secrets going on now.
I thought you was going to share him, brother. And the man said, could you share him? He says, now, Carol, I tell you, I can guess at one of them. I promise you, Carol Granderson wants to lead the NFL in sacks. That might be one of them right there. If you're a defensive end and one of the
passion, drive, and patience, the formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Things you want to do is at least get that top, lead the NFL in sacks. Wouldn't that be cool for Curl to get that? That would be cool, man. That got to be one of the goals.
Who's like your focus this offseason in training? Like, I know you've added a lot of weight since you've been going. Did you continue with that?
I've been solid. I've been consistent right now. Just over the last couple of years, it was finding my weight range, what I play best at. So I found that range somewhere between 280 or 285. Try not to get below 275. So, like I said, that just comes throughout the season is being consistent. So last year I started off probably 283, and I finished in the low 70s. So this year, you know, I got a chef, Chef Ash. You know, y'all got to check her out on IG, A Taste of Chef Ash. And she been keeping my weight on, staying breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I'm looking forward to this season because I'm going to have it the whole year.
All right. So that Curl got paid. Curl got him a chef. That's what I'm talking about, Carl. That's a wise investment, my brother, because that's going to get you more money, brother.
It's good. It's somebody who's had to add a lot of weight to the frame. Like,
yeah.
How hard is that in season to keep that on when you guys are yeah. doing so much?
I mean, it's very hard, but, you know, that's part of being a professional athlete. It's real hard, so especially when you go from being a practice squad and special teams to being a starter. You're getting way more reps, probably 50 plays a game. You're sweating more, and you just got to maintain and be a pro. So for me, it was really hard because, you know, I'm going to go 110% every play, and I sweat a lot. So I could lose probably 10 pounds of practice. And if I ain't doing what I'm supposed to do off the field and recovering, then it's just going to continue to go down. So I got a plan this upcoming season, and I'm ready to go.
When you were talking about like sense of urgency, it's like team wide, right?
And that's
related to kind of how last year went and some of this. We hear talk after season about wanting the culture to be right. And like how you see that now compared to what it was.
I mean, it's the little things. A sense of urgency, like the little things. Everyone showing up to OTAs. It starts off there. So we got a lot of guys that showed up this year, OTAs. We almost got everybody. I believe probably 95%. So we just focusing on building a team chemistry, a team bonding right now, and just coming together as a family. So during the season, it take care of itself, and we got each other back.
All right, that's Carl Grandison, fam, dropping some game right there. And Carl said he got goals. He got a plan. Carl got a plan, man. And listen, Carl he's the future of the defensive end position for the Saints. He got the contract. Cam, you know, is on the back end of his career. Chase Young is on a 1-year deal. Got Peyton Turner that's not looking too good. And Isaiah Foskey, speaking of which, he's next.
Try to approach this.
I feel like going into the second year, just like a lot more confidence in the game plan, knowing the plays, and just like the main thing was just like confidence in it. And just working with all my offseason coaches and getting my speed right, working with TG throughout the offseason, telling me what I need to work on, coming back and just proving what I can do.
What were some of those things that they encouraged you to either work on or focus on?
Pretty much, like you guys have been hearing like from DA, just pretty much just go. And that was just like, I guess like a mental block for myself, just go. That's what I was just really working on. First few steps going up the field with TG was telling me, striking, really commit to the passers move. That's all the stuff I've been working on.
Like, can you tell in real time, like last season, that you were maybe hesitant on a few plays, or is that looking back? Or okay,
I definitely was a little hesitant going, like looking back from last year. And I feel like that was just like me just trying not to make a mistake. But now I'm just pretty much going full speed.
Yeah, DA's used the phrase to play free.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
I feel like playing free is just playing with confidence, playing with that little swagger. And I feel like that's why I finally got back throughout those OTAs.
Got back. So is that something you felt like you had, like, was last year a little challenging on you?
Yeah, I would say that just coming into the NFL, I feel like I didn't get a good grasp of it going into, like, rookie year. And then, I don't know, I feel like from there it's just, like, a downfall towards at the end of it.
What did you learn just about like yourself going through that process?
Well, I just need to trust that I can do what I can do. Just not really get outside of what I can't do or what I can do. Like really just trust in what I can do, pass rush move. I know I'm strong enough. I know I'm fast enough. I know I'm quick enough. And just trust it.
Have you changed anything with your body from last year to this year?
Body-wise, no. I just pretty much just got stronger. That was like the main focus throughout the offseason, just getting stronger.
Without Cam and Chase on the field right now, it's giving you more reps, more opportunities. How valuable is that for you?
Oh, yeah, I love that. Even though I like to, like, see Cam on the field or Chase on the field, but for me, I just take the opportunity of the plays.
What, for last year, like, what was it about the NFL that really kind of surprised you or contributed to that learning curve that you're talking about?
I feel it was just, like, learning the whole playbook, and I feel it was just, like, in my – own head, just trying not to make a mistake, and then that was just throughout the whole entire year, just in my head, don't make a mistake. But now I got the whole defense under 1 year, going full speed, just helped a lot.
And there was a stretch last year where you were hurt for a bit, but then when you came back, it was like a pretty big moment. Cam was hurt, like you kind of had some opportunity there. did you maybe let it get to your head of like, all right, here's my chance, and
yeah,
overthought it maybe, or I don't know.
I feel like a little bit, yeah, but it was also, that was like a little learning curve too, like really trying to take care of my body, make sure I'm available to play in those games. But that was like a little learning curve that I just had to learn pretty much like the hard way.
All right, so there you go, fam. That's all of the Saints, man. Very interesting that you heard Isaiah Foskey, man, basically telling you that, you know, last year he was being really overly cautious. He didn't want to make a mistake here or there. And this year, man, the Saints, man, they're loaded up at the defensive end position. What we just seen Granderson, the starter. You have eventually Chase Young makes it to being the opposite end with Cam Jordan there. And then you get to Peyton Turner, then Isaiah Foskey, depending how it goes, you know. So the defensive end position is deep. So the Saints have a lot of depth right there. But you kind of can slide Cam around and use him inside if you need to slide him on inside on certain packages. But like I said, Isaiah Foskey, man. He's kind of a future dude looking at, so we'll see how he looks as he talked about just getting stronger, you know, working on your technique, getting stronger is one of the things. Like I said, Isaiah Foskey has talent. When he came out of Notre Dame, he was a guy that was looked at as a pure pass rusher. So getting strong and getting the movements down and everything, that's going to be something you look at, because he's definitely one of the future guys of the team. You got Cam on a 2-year deal. You got Chase Young on a 1-year deal. Then Peyton Turner, you know, got what he got going on. And Peyton Turner, they about to put up a shut up for him. And then Isaiah Foskey, the second round pick from last year, he may have an opportunity to kind of work his way up into a position where he might, if he gets good enough, be able to be sitting opposite of Carl Granderson. So, I mean, that seems like a future thing for him, because like I say, the Saints have a lot of talent at the defensive end position, a lot of talent, a lot of versatility. All right. Yeah, that's right, Derek. He was projected as a first round. The Saints landed him in the second round, man. Not a bad idea at all. KT says Chase Young is this generation's Jadeveon Clowney. All the physical talent, but can't never put it together, Q. Yeah, he was. When the Saints signed him, man, that kind of stole some luster off of it, didn't it? People were excited about it. It was a splash signing to a degree, and then, you know, a day, I think it was the next day or the day after that, he's having neck surgery, which is a pretty big thing in my book. You have a neck surgery, you know, that ties to your back. So I don't know how readily or when Chase Young is supposed to make it back, but they're probably going to take their time with that guy. I mean, you don't want to rush him out of there with that serious of an injury. So yeah. Yeah. Tim says, Flopsky was so, and he said Flopsky was so, you mean unimpressive, huh? They signed Chase Young. I got you, Tim. All right, so yeah, man. Very interesting groups of interviews today by the Saints on OTAs, man, as they get ready. They kind of head on about it, this thing, man. They get next, who was it? Coming up June, I think, what is it? June the 13th. Hold on, let me see if the Saints is. Yeah, June 11th through the 13th, you know, June 3rd through the 6th for the Saints, and then June 11th through the 13th next week. You got the voluntary set of practices they're going to set off. So we should see Elvin. We should see Marshawn. We should see some of those guys. All, you know, majority of the guys, if they're healthy, they should be there for the next voluntary, you know, involuntary. What is it? Involuntary. Mandatory. Let's just say mandatory. I'm a little tired, fam. Mandatory practices coming up next week, man. So we'll be keeping an eye out for that, man. So with that being said, fam, listen, man, I'm going to get out on that. Listen, I appreciate all of you guys for tuning in tonight. Much love to all you guys. Do me a service, man. If you enjoyed the stream, please feel free to hit the like button, fam. If you're listening on X, hit the retweet button or the re-X button, whatever you want to call it, hit it. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitch, all of the platforms we're going across. Shout out to the Graham fam listening, that cat, State of the Pels, Frosty 504, and others. Big ups to you guys for the chiming in from the Graham. big ups to you guys. Thank y'all for chiming in. Listen, I'm going to be back on Thursday to talk about more Saints topics and other stuff, man. So like I said, man, a lot of positive stuff going on. And like I said, it's still very early. But like I said, the Kubiak offense, man, it could be very promising, man. We just got to make sure they stay on code, attention to detail, and accountability. Those are the buzzwords of this offseason, obviously. All right, so I'm out of here, man. I'm going to holler at y'all on the next one. Much love. Do that to you.
Yeah. Like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Bucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy, then you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Yeah. Like this, and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
WhoThatDaily.com. That's right, the WhoThatDaily.com. Your one-stop shop for everything New Orleans Saints, New Orleans Pelicans, LSU Tigers, even the top-flight boxing news. So if you're a Who That and you're looking for a place to stay up on your team, WhoThatDaily.com is your site. The WhoThatDaily.com for the sport Who That in all of us.
That's right, the Pro Shop is the platform store where you can go and buy all the latest merch to support the platform. Available at the Pro Shops, we have dozens of hundreds of products available for you and your family. Unisex tees for men and women, hoodies and sweatshirts, tank tops, kids and baby items, long sleeve tees, mugs, pillows, wall art, bath bedding, face masks, phone cases, stickers, bags, fanny packs, socks, hats, and many other items. Please feel free to check out the Pro Shops. The link is in the description section below. And remember, it helps the platform continue to grow. Check out the Pro Shop and Who That Too.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.